Fit Dad community, welcome to 2024. I hope your new year has started off the way you thought it was going and all those New Year's resolutions, goals, dreams and aspirations have started off exactly how you thought and you're already ticking off those milestones on the way to achieving all those goals, dreams and aspirations that you set for yourself and ultimately for your family. So I put out a poll or a questionnaire and got 10 questions from our community to kickstart 2024. And I'm going to do my best to give you my real, honest view, opinion, or theories on why I think that these questions are answered the way that they are. They're all fitness-based questions. They all evolve around fatherhood, fitness, and success. So listen in. Here we go. Question number one. What inspired you to start your fitness journey as a dad and how has it evolved over time? Rightio. So first and foremost, I grew up very active. I played athletics, cricket, football, all the different school sports, surfing when I was growing up. I played at a semi-professional level of AFL football, so state league level. And then I joined the military. And as you know, the military, it's a very physical, demanding job. I was in the infantry for 6 years. And, you know, part of your job every day is to do some sort of physical fitness. And depending on where you want to go within that career, you can either add on top of that, you can play, you know, sports outside of work and also sports within work. So you have that opportunity to be the fittest person you've ever been, but you can also pay it off and just do the bare minimum and get through. So leaving the military back in 2011, I started a group fitness business and did personal training and also taking retreats and hikes and all that kind of stuff around the world. So fitness to me is very natural. It isn't something that I've had to learn, adapt, or bring into my life after I've had kids. In fact, fitness for me, you know, is part of my daily schedule, and it has been since I was about 15. You know, times have changed, roles have changed, responsibilities have changed, but fitness as a whole has been there basically the whole time. And it makes life and getting back into, you know, the realm of keeping fit and healthy, both physically and mentally, you know, very easy when it's something that you've done for such a large period of your life, something that you've done for the last 20 odd years. And, you know, that it's sort of one of those things that makes you really appreciate how you were brought up. So how my parents got me into a multitude of different sports when I was young. Because that gave me the love of wanting to keep fit, keep healthy, and be that perfect, you know, I guess, example for my peers and also for myself to then, you know, flourish as I got later down life. And then grow into a spot where now I'm still actively doing what I was doing back then, you know, altered to what I can do with different injuries and illnesses and different things that come across the way. But looking back now, it really does show me the importance as a father of getting the kids into sport, getting them, you know, out and about and getting them involved in things that you do, because it's what gets instilled into them at that such a young age that then they carry on for the rest of their life. It doesn't become something that is secondary to them or something that doesn't become, you know, natural or normal when they get to 30, 40, 50 years old and they haven't been exposed to whatever, and it makes it 10 times harder to get into, you know, that mindset of wanting to keep fit and healthy when it's something just so, you know, external or irregular to what they've grown up with. So starting fitness as a dad, it wasn't really something that was a switch and just happened. It was something that was already part of my everyday life, and it just made things a lot more purposeful. And, you know, probably what has evolved in this whole thing is when you're younger, you know, you might be doing fitness for different sports or different individual things that you might be going after. then the social media kicks in, or you're playing the single game and you might be doing fitness because you want to look good, you know, in front of people or online, and, you know, you want to perceive to be someone who is doing the right thing. Fitness for me now as a dad is to never have to say no to the kids. I don't want to have to say no to my children in anything that they want to do. Another game of basketball, another bike ride, another game of tag, another surf, another kick of the football, another play of tag, whatever that is, and depending on what age your kids are, that's going to change as well. I don't want to have to say no because, one, I'm not physically able, or two, I haven't got the, you know, the lung capacity, or my heart's about to fucking blow out of my chest because the simple fact of the matter is I'm that unfit or that fat or lazy and I cannot do anything because, you know, I just don't have the stamina to make it happen. So in a long way to answer that question, fitness has evolved to be able to be there for my children. And I need to do every single day the bare minimum to ensure that I never have to say no to them moving forward. Righto, number two. What are some practical tips you give fellow dads who struggle to find the time for fitness amidst their busy schedule? Now, this is an easy one, something I speak about quite a bit and have spoken about quite a bit on different podcasts I've been on and also podcasts I've given. Getting up earlier in the morning and doing your session at 4 or 5 or whatever early is for you based upon, you know, your life and your schedule is, in my opinion, the one way you can ensure success with your health and fitness. Now, let me explain. Now, let's just use an everyday generic timeline, a 9-to-5 timeline. So you're working 9-to-5 during the day. Now, if you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're at the gym by 5, you're home by 6, you've still got ample time to be involved, be present, commute to work, get the kids ready, help the wife, do whatever you need to do from a family aspect. But in that hour from 5 till 6 that your children and your wife are still sleeping, you're working on yourself. There is no distractions. There's no kids screaming. There's no kids that you've got to look after. There's no work calls. There's no emails. There's no social media notifications. It is 1 hour. And that timeline may move for you. It might be 3 to 4. It might be 6 to 7. Whatever works best for you, adjust to your current situation. But you need to find that hour of power where there is no distractions and you can solely dedicate that time to bettering yourself and your ability as a dad. Because finding time where you're not getting pulled from 26 different directions is very hard. You've got your career, you've got your family, you've got your wife, you've got life in general. So you need to find that 20, 30, 40, 60 minute period where there is no distractions. Yes, you will have to go to bed earlier to get substantial enough sleep to be able to maintain this and then, you know, carry on your duties through your career or through your role as a dad, you know, throughout the day. But that just means stopping scrolling the socials at night. That just means stopping watching that extra episode on Netflix. It's not taking away from your life as a dad. It's not taking away from anything else other than you wasting time when you could be sleeping to allow yourself to get up earlier in the morning to then allow yourself to push forward in achieving and chasing, you know, those goals that you're after. So my biggest advice and practical tip for you is look at your schedule and work out how you can get 30 to 60 minutes in before the family wakes so you can still be there to be present for, you know, the family routine, but also tick that goal in an environment where there is no distractions. Right, number three, how do you balance your responsibilities as a dad with your personal fitness goals? I think I just touched on this on the previous questions. My personal fitness goals, I aim to do when everyone's sleeping. Now, that's something that I be selfish with in regards to I have to sacrifice my own sleep or my own time or my own, you know, personal time at night by going to bed a little bit earlier to ensure that I can get up earlier at 4 o'clock to be at the gym by 4:30, 4:45, to then get that done and be home by the time my family wakes. So that's how I balance my responsibility. Sure, there's times that that doesn't happen. There's kids might be sick or there might be something going on where I need to be at home. But then I might just do a session in the garage, or I might do a session out the backyard, or I might just do some mobility or stretching or something like that. Now, this is also good. Don't discount the fact that every session should be done away from your kids, because by doing some sessions in front of your kids also improves their curiosity on what you're actually doing. It gives them a chance to witness firsthand what you're doing, ask questions, imitate, copy, and be involved in what you're doing. Sure, those sessions might not be as intense as what you make them at the gym, may not be as crazy as what you do with a group of friends. But the fact that your kids are eager to learn and are eventually going to imitate, copy what you are doing, that means more than any session ever. Because it's those little things that you instill in your kids, in their memory, and allow them to copy or imitate what you're doing, that will allow them to carry that on into their own life as they move forward. Number four, can you share a memorable moment when your commitment to fitness positively impacted your role as a father? I actually can. And it's something that takes me back to, I think it was about 2018. We're over in New Zealand, over in Queenstown there, and with the family. And the family wanted to go see the snow, so we went to some snow farm. And they had a tobogganing section there. So you bought a 30-minute pass, or maybe a 60-minute pass. And it was literally, you know, drag the tubes up the hill, maybe 50 to 100 meters max. And then you toboggan down. And then it was just rinse and repeat. Drag the tubes up there, you know, go back down on the tubes. And, you know, that was basically your 30 to 60-minute window, which was absolutely amazing. Now, the environment, it's freezing cold. There's snow, you're in snow gear in regards to the pants, jacket, boots. And for me personally, it was fucking tough because I was dragging my kids on the tubes up the hill, then jumping on the tubes with them going down. And then it was literally that, yeah, one more, Dad, one more. Let's go faster. Let's go faster. Can we run up the hill? Let's go, you know, move quicker. And my heart rate was through the fucking roof. I wasn't wearing any of those wearables or watches at the time, so I couldn't tell you what it was. But, you know, picture the coldness, sweating underneath your clothes. Like, it was, I was starting to just go downhill. But the smile on my children's faces, because they were having the time of their life, they're crashing into each other on the different tubes, they're going over these little bumps and jumps. It was like a little mini half pipe type thing, so you couldn't go, you know, too far out of your left and right of arc. And it was just absolutely amazing. And they were having the time of their life. Now, halfway into that timeline, I could have easily pulled the pin. I was fucking buggered. I was sweating underneath, which was making me colder. My heart felt like it was about to pop out of the chest. Now, this is where it gets interesting. And I'm not fat shaming. I'm not comparing myself or making myself better. But there was another family in our time slot. Now, the father was there with his wife and two or three kids. 15 to 20 minutes into this session, they left. The father was that buggered and literally looked like he was about to keel over because he was doing the same thing as me. You know, dragging the kids up, sliding down with them. But he would have been a good 20, 30, maybe even 40 kilos overweight to where, you know, would be recommended for someone of his size and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now, that was the turning point in my life that showed me that you're not training anymore to be, you know, good on social media. You're not training anymore to sell training programs. You're not training anymore to impress anyone. You're training for your role as a father. Because if I wasn't physically fit and didn't have the mental capacity to be able to do this, then my kids would have been with his kids in the cafeteria, eating the shit food, having the Coke, having the chalky milk, having all the deep fried stuff, because I wasn't capable enough to give them the time of their life for that 1 hour. So that was probably the turning point when there was a memorable moment when my commitment to fitness positively impacted my family, and allowed me to really understand that, hey, you're doing this for a lot more than just yourself. You're doing this for a greater meaning and a greater good of keeping your family happy, engaged, and able to give them the time of their life. Number five, what role does mental health play in your approach to fitness, and how do you prioritize it as a dad? Look, mental health, in my opinion, is a byproduct of keeping fit and healthy. You don't find too many people out there struggling with their mental health when they're looking after their physical health. In fact, your physical and mental health go hand in hand, side by side, in working really close with each other in keeping your body and mind in check. Now, how I develop and keep on my mental health is, one, I've got therapists I go and see. I've had a lot of troubles in the past, very dominant last year, and I still see therapists every month or every week, depending on what is happening and the timeline and how, you know, my mind is traveling at the time. But I also do a lot to, you know, work on my mobility. I do a lot of breath work. I do a sauna stuff. I do ice baths. I work on leveling up my knowledge as, you know, instead of listening to music when I'm in the car or music when I'm at the gym or doing something like that, I put on different podcasts or audiobooks or interviews that allow me to continue to level up my knowledge, not only as a father or as a man, but level up my knowledge, you know, about my body, about my mindset, about why, you know, things are triggered the way they are, about different coping mechanisms, about different ways to improve myself both mentally and physically. And I find that just being consistently active and consistently, you know, aware of how I'm feeling and what I'm trying to do to better myself gives me the best chance to really support myself both physically and mentally. And I really do tie that down to, one, keeping as active and fit as possible, but two, also training the mind and not just falling in the slump of just, you know, accepting social media or the news sites for what they are, and actually having my own opinion and my own research and my own guidelines that I find and can stick to that better me for the long term. Number six, how do you involve your children in your fitness routine, and why do you think it's important for them to see you staying active? Look, my children have grown up with me being involved in different fitness companies and then ultimately now with the Fit Dad lifestyle. So I'm very lucky that my kids have been actively involved in watching me on my fitness journey and also different fitness companies from the moment, you know, they could crawl. They've been on multiple expeditions around the world. They've been in multiple fitness videos, workout routines with me and my wife. And they're just constantly hearing us talk about health, wellness, fitness. And because we've got a home gym, we've been lucky enough to, you know, being supported by amazing companies like Riggy, who have given us rigs and stuff like that to be able to, you know, showcase different workouts from within the home environment. It's allowed them to prosper and also, you know, develop that ability to not only imitate and do what they're doing, you know, themselves, but also just be exposed to what we're doing. And kids are like, you know, sponges. They just absorb everything that they witness. And they might not copy you today. They might not even have a shot at doing it tomorrow. But in 1 month, 1 year, 5 years, you'll find that what you're doing right now, they're just going to start doing because they've witnessed it that many times and it's muscle memory. They just want to be involved. They want to copy. They want to imitate. They want to just do what you're doing because you're the biggest source of inspiration. You are their biggest talking point. You are their biggest role model. You are their superhero. What you're doing is what they're going to be doing very soon. So be very conscious of that. Number seven, what challenges have you faced on your fitness journey as a dad, and how have you overcome them? Look, leaving the military with a multitude of different physical and mental injuries, my children have had to overcome and go through a lot of different things in witnessing what I'm going through from a physical or mindset point of view. They've seen me at my absolute lowest. They've seen me at my absolute highest. They've seen me overweight and addicted to painkiller medication. And they've seen me lose that weight and come out on top and clean myself up completely. So I think the best thing that I can probably look back on and understand is my kids have seen me overcome adversity. My kids have seen the struggles that I've gone through. My kids have seen the surgeries. My kids have seen the downward spiral. But at the moment, they see me as positive. My kids see me as fit, as healthy, as someone who is eager to, you know, continually improve himself because he wants to be the best leader, role model, and example to them. There's always going to be positives and negatives. There's always going to be ebbs and flows. But I think that the challenges that I've been through personally, that they've witnessed just by the fact that they live in the same house, although you don't expose everything to them, they're not dumb. Your children are not dumb, guys. They might not say anything. They might not even pretend that they hear anything. But your kids know and see a lot more than you realize. Number eight, how do you maintain motivation on days when you feel overwhelmed or demotivated as a dad? I think understanding yourself. Are you demotivated or are you overwhelmed because of a physical or mental health issue? Because that's a different kettle of fish. There's, you know, different things that you might be going through that physically doesn't allow you to, you know, do anything. Or are you doing it just because you've got yourself in a rut? I think working out what your goals are, what your plan is for yourself and your family, and what positivity you want to instill into your kids is probably the most important thing that you can possibly do. And then working and reverse engineering those goals back to the point you're in right now. So let's just, use a 10-kilometer run example. So in 12 months' time, I want to be able to run 10 kilometers. Okay, so we put the starting point on the 12-month time. So let's just go February 2025, I want to run 10 kilometers. And that's just reverse engineering month by month, week by week, back to today's date. Okay, so if this is what I want to achieve in 12 months, then what do I need to be hitting to make sure I'm on the right target in 1 month's time? Okay, so if I can be in 1 month's time comfortably running 1 month, then in 12 months' time increasing by that 1 kilometer every month, then it will get me to 12 kilometers comfortably, which will mean that I should be hitting my goal of 10 kilometers on race day if that's what you're doing in 12 months time, because now I've worked myself up to be able to comfortably do 20% more. So now I should be able to comfortably do that when the time comes. Now, it's a really easy example. It's a really basic example. Adding 1 kilometer every month. All right, month two, I should be doing 2 kilometers, month three, 3 kilometers, so on and so forth. But it's something that is tangible and allows you to, you know, take something that you might think is impossible. How the hell am I going to do it? What do I need to do? How do I need to do it? And just have those small milestones that you can tick off every single month and know that you're on the right track to complete that goal come 12 months' time. Now, you might surprise yourself and do it in 6 months, and all the better for you for doing that. But as it's human nature, as parents, as men, as, you know, people in general, that we always want more. So you might achieve it in 6 months, but you might want to do a half marathon in 12 now. So it's back to the drawing board. Okay, now I've only got 6 months, but I want to do a half marathon. So now I need to be doing X, Y, Z, achieving X, Y, Z on these different months. And if I do that, then there's nothing stopping me, apart from injury or illness, of achieving that goal when that 12 months comes around. So it's really simple. to just work out the timeline, put the end goal there, and work backwards on what you need to do. And it could be as simple as saying, okay, in 12 months' time, I just need to be achieving 1 kilometer more every month. And that's ample amount of time to achieve that goal. It could be weight loss related. It could be, you know, nutrition. It could be fitness. It could be career. It could be, you know, financial, whatever you want to do it. You just got to work out what the end goal is. Give yourself a timeline. Now, that timeline is going to be a guesswork, unless you've got a specific event. It might be a wedding. It might be a fun run. It might be, you know, a competition. Then you know where the end point is. Things might need to increase dramatically, or they might be fine to just, you know, casually do small increments leading up to it. That's all dependent on your situation and dependent on your goals that you're chasing and how big they are and, you know, where your starting point is. 9, how has your perspective on health and fitness changed since becoming a father? I think that since becoming a father, it took away that self-centered approach to my health and wellness, where it wasn't just about me anymore. Sure, I'm the only one that can improve my diet. I'm the only one that can improve my mindset. I'm the only one that can improve my physical ability. But I'm no longer training to impress anyone online. I'm no longer training to impress, you know, girls out at the beach. I'm training to be able to never say no to the kids. I know I mentioned this earlier in this podcast and answering these questions, but my role is to be as fit and healthy as possible so that I can continue to be there for my children and not just be there because they want to play a game of sport up on the oval or run around the backyard, but be there because if there's ever an emergency or ever a life and death situation or ever something that goes wrong, then I am going to be able to say, yes, I am physically or mentally able to get my family, my children, or anyone out of trouble to the best of my ability, or at least die trying. I won't be that dad that has to live with the regret of knowing that because of he was so overweight or so lazy or unmotivated or didn't believe in himself, that that is why that situation happened to his family. Because I would not be able to live with myself knowing that I did not do everything in my power and I wasn't prepared enough to be able to do what I needed to do to ensure my family's safety. Number 10, can you share a piece of advice or encouragement for dads who are hesitant to start their own fitness journey? I love this question because it carries on from the last answer I just gave. Look, you may be comfortable in how you approach life. You may be just going through the motions of going to work, doing the bare minimum, you know, she'll be right, mate. It's all good. But there's going to come to a point in your life when your family, your children, or yourself needs that physical and mental fitness to get them out of a situation. Now, it may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week, next month. Might not even happen for 5 years. But I would be regretting the rest of my life if it got to that stage where I was not physically able to perform my duties as a protector to my children, as a father, as a role model, as an example, to carry out said task. Now, you might be thinking, oh shit, none of that ever happens to me. You know, nothing like that will ever happen. But it does. It happens to everyday people like you and me every single day. All you need to do is turn on the news. All you need to do is look on your socials. All you need to do is, you know, look on all the different apps that you use every single day. Random shit happens to random people every single day. Now, if you can't run a kilometer, if you can't do 30 push-ups, if you can't pull yourself over a fence or even do pull-ups, then you might be the statistic that we read in the newspaper or online in years to come. Because That's the bare minimum. That is the bare minimum that you may need to get yourself out of harm's way and get your family to safety. It could be a fire. It could be a boating incident. It could be something at the snowfields. It could be, you know, something at the beach. Are you physically capable of taking that situation into your own hands and doing everything you can to ensure the safety of your family? Because if you're not, then that's going to be on you. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to live with that regret of not being able to do those tasks for yourself or for your family because you didn't look after your health and fitness, because you didn't take that 20 minutes out of your day to look after yourself physically, because you didn't go seek support if you needed it, because you didn't level up your education through podcasts, audio books, or further study, because you ate shit all the time and you didn't look after your nutrition, even just 80% better, you know, and 20% still whatever the fuck you want to eat. So if you need motivation, you need support, or you need advice, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I the best representation to my children? Am I physically or mentally able to help them, protect them in a situation if shit hits the fan and we're out and about in the middle of nowhere and I need to get them to safety? Sure, you might be able to wing it. You might be able to pull through and just out of sheer, you know, adrenaline. But what if you can't? What if it requires more? Think about that worst case scenario. If you can't see yourself pulling through and getting out of the worst case scenario, then you need to sort your shit out. You've got children who are looking up at you as their superhero, as their Superman. If you're not following through and giving them a real life superhero or Superman every single day and inspiring them to, you know, take that into their own lives, then you are failing on your mission as a dad. Guys, be better than yesterday. All you need to improve on by yesterday is 1%. Because if you can always better yesterday, you can never lose. Yesterday was your only easiest day of fatherhood. You don't know what today is going to bring. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know what next week, next month, or next year is going to bring. You might think it's hard now, but shit can do a 180 tomorrow and throw your world into a fucking spiral. Be prepared, execute as you need, and never give up. Your kids are relying on you every single day. If you can't do it, then I'll look elsewhere for that inspiration. Hope you enjoyed those 10 questions, guys. Make sure you share them. Make sure you comment below which question resonated or which answer resonated with you the best. And if you need any help, support, there is plenty of educational ebooks, blueprints, training programs, nutritional programs, or even private coaching on the website. So make sure you check that out, guys. All your help and support of that allows us to keep continuing to give you this free education, advice, and encouragement and motivation every single day, not only with the podcast, but across all the socials. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll speak to you soon.